I'll tell a little about how I lived with my father and mother and my three sisters. And quand j'estais petite fille, oui, dif nos papa nos mam pas fait l'ouvrage de sens. When I was a little girl, and as I grew up, we always helped with the work on the farm. On et dif mod les vaches den fi de four et travail et la clairie. We helped to milk cows and work in the fields. Was aimé faire bien de danser quand avait on danse à la danse. Whenever there was a dance in the neighborhood, we enjoyed dancing and we usually attended dances. Nam papa esto foire bon et quand on vlif nali on place you l'autre in a plus dift. My father was very kind, and if we wanted to go swimming in the summertime or any other place, he always took us. In mum, MFB, the Julio Court, there's a tag that on Alina al Shish de Lille, the Jack of Marin de Lin, those ote, Canavon Banquet, on them. Whenever there was a wedding in the neighborhood, we enjoyed going to the wedding. Or my mother enjoyed playing cards, and we would go and spend the evening at neighbors' homes. I'm going to sing a little song, and it's it means, I don't care, I've got plenty of potatoes for the winter. And it just kind of repeats that. Jim Futsa, ja de Canada, ja de pomme de terre, ja de pomme de terre. Jim Futsa, ja de Canada, ja de pomme de terre, papa si me vient.
So was that something the children sang, or?
Yeah, or our parents would sing it, just for a little song. And
did you have anything at all like fairy tales or nursery rhymes that you told to children that were in the Belgian?
Well, I can't remember any just now, but I know there were some. My grandfather came from Belgium, and he used to say things, and I can't recall any just now, but they would have fairy tales and stories.
Well, maybe if you think of any, when we see you again, we'll be able to get some of those on tape.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I had any other questions I wanted to ask you today, Mrs. Nitz. Oh, I wanted you to tell me, you had taught, did you not, at some different schools mm-hmm. in this area. Could you tell me just a little bit about what it was like to teach in, these were one-room schools, I guess, or?
No, I taught in the two-room schools. I taught the first four grades. And the school I taught in before I was married, that was in the year of 1935 to 1938, I taught in this school. We didn't have workbooks. The teacher had to make her own seat work for the children, which took up a lot of our time in the evenings. We didn't have additional materials to aid, not the aids that we have nowadays, like the radio or the TV or no singing teacher came in. We had to be the music teacher, and we had to be the phy-ed teacher, the art teacher. So we had to know everything.
Well, now, when you had four grades in one room, how did you handle the different age groups?
What do you mean?
Would one be doing seat work, maybe the first graders be doing seat work when you were working with the fourth graders, or?
Usually, the morning would start with singing. We try to start the day joyfully, and then the classes would start. The first graders always came up first and sat on their little chairs up in front, and then we had about a 15-minute class with them, and gave them seat work to take back to their seat. Then the second graders came up, and this was repeated with the third and fourth grade. But when I taught in after I was married, then I taught 11 years, and we did use a radio then, and we did have slides that we used. So there was quite an improvement in the teaching aids. Although we still didn't have a music teacher that came in. So I think in the past 15 years, there's been a very great change in the way that pupils are taught. I do believe that the discipline we had when I taught was good. There was better order in the classroom, and I think that where there's order, there is learning.
What were some of the schools that you taught at?
I only taught at two schools, actually. Before I was married, I taught at the Lincoln Graded School in East Rosaire. It has been taken down. It isn't there anymore. And then after I was married, I taught at Mizzare, at the Roosevelt Consolidated School, another two-room school. And I taught there for 11 years. And then a couple years ago, I did some Title I teaching, which was helping the slower students. And so I actually did about 15 years total teaching.
What about the language? When the children came to school in the first grade, did they speak English and Walloon? What was the...
When I was a little girl, yes. There were some children who had a language difficulty. They couldn't speak English very well. But when I was teaching school, no, all the children knew English then. But once in a while, a word was spoken in Belgian, which they didn't know the English word for it. But sometimes children were punished for speaking Belgian in school, and especially if the teacher wasn't Belgian.
Did you do any of your teaching in Belgian?
No, except that when I used the radio for the French class, when I taught after I was married, I had several children who knew Belgian very well. One boy had to speak it with his grandfather all the time. His father was dead, and he lived with his grandfather, who spoke only Belgian. And it was amazing that this boy understood the French quite well, and it was quite easy for him to get along in this French class, which was given with the radio program once a week.
Now, did that come out of Madison? I haven't heard. This was educational radio, I guess,
mm-hmm.
then.
It was from Madison, I believe. We had an art class, and there was a music appreciation, I remember. and this French class, those were three that I can remember, which were very helpful. It was just like having, I said before that we didn't have a music teachers coming in the classroom, but we did via radio. So I better retract my statement. The children didn't have a hot lunch. They brought, all the while I taught school, there was no hot lunch program. The children brought their lunch pails, although I did have them bring along jars of things. If they wanted warmed up, we'd set them on the hot air registers. Some children took thermos bottles, and what else is different from the schools now?
Did they ride? They rode buses then, I guess.
Yes, before I was married, not. And for a while after I was married, it seemed just about every parent took their child to school with the car. But in the latter years I taught, there was a bus that picked up all the children. One little girl lived almost across from school, but she rode that bus every day and stayed for lunch so that she could enjoy eating lunch with the rest of the children. She didn't go home for lunch. So she must have enjoyed school, that she wouldn't take the opportunity to go home at lunchtime across the road, practically across the road.
What about things like, now you're in Kewaunee County, right?
No, this is Door County, but right across the road is Kewaunee. My first 3 years I taught school in Kewaunee County, and then the 11 years I taught after I was married, I taught in Door County.
I wondered about libraries and things like that. How did the children have reading materials and things?
The library was very limited. When I taught before I was married, in the year 35 to 38, although we would order books from the traveling library in Madison, in those days, it was quite convenient to get books from Madison. But when I taught after I was married, there must have been about in the year, let's see, Nancy, it was 2 years, about 40, from 44 to 56, we had a bookmobile, which was very handy. It came once a month to the school, and we usually had quite a list of books that that we wanted from the library, from the bookmobile. The bookmobile was a very handy library resource.
And that came out of Kewaunee?
No, it came from Sturgeon Bay, and it still comes around from Sturgeon Bay. It used to be the Door Kewaunee County Bookmobile, but Kewaunee County has discontinued being a part of the bookmobile, so they don't get that service.
What did you do with your children when you were teaching and they were young? Did you have a sitter, or how did you handle that?
Well, both of their grandparents, one lived across the road, and the other one lived about half a mile north. So in the morning, we'd ask, now, where do you want to go today? We'd bring them over in the morning and pick them up at night, and
so it was still a family yeah. thing.
Yes.
Was it unusual for women to work?
It wasn't as common as now. Women didn't seem to have jobs quite as plentiful as they have now, there weren't many, just too many women in the neighborhood that taught school. There were a few, but not very many. And as far as going on to nursing school, there were a few, and there were a couple neighbor girls that were beauticians that went on to beauty culture school, But many of the girls just stayed home and did housework and so forth.
Until they got married. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all the questions we have for today, but I'm sure we'll check with you again.